ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಸದ್ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿತ್ವರಂ ಮನೋಜವಂ ಮಾರುದತುಲ್ಯವೇಗಂ ಜಿತೇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಮತಾಂ ವರಿಷ್ಠಂ ವಾತಾತ್ಮಜಂ ವಾನರಯೂತಮುಖ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮದೂತಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ ಸಂತೋಷಿಣೀ ಜಗನ್ಮಾತಾ ಮಮ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯವೃದ್ಧಯೇ ನಮಸ್ಕರೋಮಿ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯಾ ತ್ವಾಂ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನಾ ವರದಾ ಭವ. ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ. ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದರೂಪಾಯ ವಿಶ್ವೋತ್ಪತ್ತ್ಯಾದಿಹೇತವೇ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ವಿನಾಶಾಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಯಂ ನಮಃ. ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯತೋನ್ವಯಾದಿತರದಶ್ಚಾರ್ತೇಶ್ವಭಿಜ್ಞಸ್ವರಾತ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಹೃದಾಯ ಆದಿಗವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತ್ಸೂರಯಃ ತೇಜೋವಾರಿಮೃದಾಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷಾ ಧಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತಕುಹಕಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ. ಧರ್ಮಪ್ರೋಜ್ಜಿತಕೈದವೋತ್ರ ಪರಮೋ ನಿರ್ಮತ್ಸರಾಣಾಂ ಸದಾ ವೇದ್ಯಂ ವಾಸ್ತವಮತ್ರ ವಸ್ತು ಶಿವದಂ ತಾಪತ್ರಯೋನ್ಮೂಲನಂ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ಭಾಗವತೇ ಮಹಾಮುನಿಕೃತೇ ಕಿಂ ವಾ ಪರೈರೀಶ್ವರಃ ಸದ್ಯೋ ಹೃದ್ಯವರುಧ್ಯತೇತ್ರ ಕೃತಿಭಿಃ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷುಭಿಃ ತಕ್ಷಣಾದ್ ನಿಗಮಕಲ್ಪತರೋರ್ಗಳಿತಂ ಫಲಂ ಸುಖಮುಖಾದಮೃತದ್ರವ ಸಂಯುತಂ ಪಿಬದ ಭಾಗವತಂ ರಸಮಾಲಯಂ ಮುಹುರಹೋ ರಸಿಕಾ ಭುವಿ ಭಾವುಕಾ. ಯಂ ಪ್ರವ್ರಜಂದಮನುಪೇತಮಪೇತಕೃತ್ಯಂ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನೋ ವಿರಹಕಾತರ ಆಜುಹಾವ ಪುತ್ರೇತಿ ತನ್ಮಯದಯಾತ್ತರವೋಭಿನೇತು ತಂ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಹೃದಯಂ ಮುನಿಮಾನತೋಸ್ಮಿ. ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿಸಾರಮೇಕಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಮತಿತಿತೀರ್ಷತಾಂ ತಮೋಂಧಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಹ ಪುರಾಣಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನುಮುಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾಂ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. So we have seen the story so far. Hiranyakashipu, after getting the boon from Brahmaji, conquered the entire three world made all the Ashtatik Palakas under his control, moved his headquarters from earth to heaven, and heaven became his, the place for ruling the whole world. He had 4 sons. The first son was Prahlada. Prahlada, when he was 5 years old, he sent his son to Gurukula. Shukracharya's 2 sons, Chandamarka, they were the gurus. Under the tutelage, the children of all the Rakshasas, they were taught Dharma, Artha, Kama, not Moksha. So, one day, maybe a weekend, so he was brought back to the palace. So the father lovingly asked the son, "What did you learn the best?" So he said, "Give up everything, go to forest and be devoted to Lord Hari." When he heard that, he did not feel that it is the child who is telling this. He felt that somebody has brainwashed him. So he warned the teachers that, please see that the Vishnu Dutas, they don't come and disturb my child's mind. Please be careful. Then again, these teachers took him back and they started asking, "From where did you learn this perverted idea?" So our Prahlad says, "Aho Maya, Bhagavan's Maya is such that the right teaching, they think that it is wrong teaching. The wrong teaching, they think that is right teaching." Then he said, "I don't know how the like iron file get attracted to the magnet. The same way my mind get attracted to Bhagavan automatically." Then they continued to teaching again, second time. Prahlada was brought back to the palace. And this time also, Hiranyakashipu was very happy to see his son. Lifted him, put him on his lap. Then again he asked this question, "The vast body of knowledge that you learn from the teachers, what is the best that you learn?" So here our Prahlada says, "Navavitha Bhakti Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnor Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam." This Navavitha Bhakti, one who is devoted to Bhagavan in this manner, he will be blessed. That is the best teaching I learned. He again got angry with the teachers. He looked at them. He said, "Brahmabandho, you are disguised as our enemies. You look like our friend, but you look like you are our real enemies. So, what have you done? How did you teach him such wrong ideas?" Then the teacher said, "Prabhu, O Indrasatru, it is not us nor anybody else. It is Naisargikoyam. It is by nature he is attracted to this Bhagavan. These thoughts are born with him. It is not that anybody is taught." Then he addressed, our Hiranyakashipu addressed him. "Who taught you this? Who has given these ideas?" So our Prahaji gives a very good advice to him, that unless you have blessing from Mahatmas, great saints and sages. You will not be able to get this bhakti for the Lord. So it is the great blessing from the gurus that I received. I have this devotion to the Lord. Then Hiranyakashipu decided this person is a real threat to our family, Rakshasakula, because he wants to be the servant of our enemy who has killed his own uncle Hiranyaksha. Therefore he is to be killed. So he called all the people. They were ready. They came with swords and spears and all that. And they start cutting him. And when they use the sword, it looks like as though the sword is going through him. But nothing happened to the child. Surprised, he tried many methods. He took him to the top of the mountain, threw him from there. Bhagwan held him. And they tried to drown him in the ocean. He came floating. And he tried to poison him. That also did not work. Then Holika, his sister, came. She said, I have this boon. She also tried to burn him. But instead of Prahlad getting burned, she got burned. That's why North India, this Holi, he celebrated. This is the occasion. Now, Hiranyakashipu was really start thinking, what is this boy? Because he is not used to a person not feeling afraid of him. Because Hiranyakashipu, all the devatas, Indradi devatas, Dikpalakas, they stand in fear of him. And it is said, all the devatas, when they were going in their aerial car through the sky, if he, Hiranyakashipu, look at them, they fall down from that. That was the prowess of this Hiranyakashipu. And here he sees his own son, who is only 5-year-old child, not at all afraid of him, nor death. So this surprised him, and he was thinking what to do at that time. Chandamarka went and said, O Lord, this is only a boy, and you have conquered with your might and power the entire 3 worlds. Then in front of you, what is this child? Nothing. But children are like that. When they grow up, they will change. With proper teaching, proper advice, with a matured teacher. Like our father, he is coming back from his trip. We will tell him to teach him, put some sense to his brain. He will be all right. We will tie him with Varuna Bhasha so that he will not go away. We will be secured. So Hiranyakashipu did not have any other choice. So third time also he was sent. And they started teaching as usual their topics. So he came back, our Prahlada came back, and Chandamarka had to go someplace. So the Padashala was, you know, holiday for all children. Chutti, the teachers were not there. Now, Prahlada, looking at these boys, he felt pity because they're all same age. And he thought of teaching them. The right teaching he wanted to give them. And when Chandamarka was there, they were afraid to go near Prahlada. But now Chandamarka is not there, they were very happy. They all flocked together around Prahlada because they heard his prowess also. His father tried to kill him, nothing happened to him. All this news gave to them also. They were all very adoring this Prahlada. And they all started listening to him. Now this is the first Balavihar session Prahlada started. Now this much we saw yesterday, let us see. This is 6th chapter, 7th skanda. Kaumare acharet pratnyo dharman bhagavatani cha durlabham manusham janma tatapyatruvamarthatam. O children, this Bhagavata Dharma, devotion to Bhagavan. Bhagavata Dharma in brief, Gita Bhagavan has given 9th chapter. Yatkaroshi yadashnasi yajjugoshi dadasi yat yattapasyasi kaunteya tatkurushvamadarpanam. This is Bhagavata Dharma. Whatever that you do it as an offering to me. This is called Bhagavata Dharma. This is to be practice kaumare acharet. From childhood onwards, we should start practicing this. Not when you become a teenager or a youth or after retirement, let us know. Now we are very busy. We will start everything, all spiritual practice after retirement. Nothing will happen, I tell you. Ratneha, wise man should practice this Bhagavata Dharma from childhood onwards. Why? Because he said, durlabham manusham janma tadabhi adhruvam arthadam. He said, this human life is very rare. Manusham janma is, that's why Shankaracharya Vivijuramani, this life is very rare. Manusham janma is very rare because punya papa become 50-50. You get human life. And to balance this 50-50 is not very easy. So, that also, tadabhi adhruvam, it is uncertain also. Even though you have got this life, but how long it will be, when it will last, go, that also we don't know. Therefore, it is better to start early. Yatahi purushasyeha vishno patopasarpanam yadesha sarvabhutanam priya atmeshwara suhrade. The highest and noblest act of man is, man here means woman also, to surrender himself to the whole life. His whole life is to surrender himself to the feet of Lord. That is the purpose of one's life. Why? Because he is the master and friend of all. Sukhrutam sarvadehinam. Bhagavan is the greatest friend of all. All other friends leave you when you are in trouble. But Bhagavan never leave you, even if you are in trouble. One thing, he cannot leave you, that is another problem. Then another beautiful teaching Prahlada gives. Sukham aindriyakam deitya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate daivat yata dukham ayatnataha. Nobody work for unhappiness. Everybody work for what? Happiness only. Even though you don't work for unhappiness, unhappiness comes to you. Why? Because of your prarabdha. We must have done something in our past. That is the reason why we go through sufferings, difficulties. You don't have to ask for it. Nobody asks for it, but still it comes to you. The same way, happiness also will come to you if you are destined to. But what is that we do? We try to adjust this continuously. When happiness comes, we want to hold on to it. When unhappiness comes, we want to avoid it. Pravritti, nivritti. So in the struggle of this adjustment, what happened? Whole life is spent. He says, lift your mind, shift your mind from these. Adjustment of sukham, dukkham, good time and bad time, you don't worry about it, because if you are destined, you will get it. If you are not destined, you will not get it, whatever you do. So what is the point thinking about it and worrying about it? He says, lift your mind to dedicate yourself to the service of Bhagavan. That alone will lead you to highest mukti. Sukham aindrikam daitya deha yogena dehinam. O Daitya Kumaras, this sukham, sukham here is anandam, happiness is aindriya sukham. So matras parshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkadaha agama payino anityaha. Whenever our senses come in contact with sense object, there rises certain sukhas. They are anitya, impermanent. So, O Daityaputras, happiness and sorrow come and go according to our prarabdha. So don't waste your time trying to adjust this. It's a very beautiful teaching. If we are able to practice this much, we will be in seventh heaven. Tat prayaso na kartavyo yata ayurvayaparam natatha vindade kshemam mukunda charanambujam. See, unless your heart is or mind is totally surrendered or dedicated to, or attracted to, or absorbed in Bhagavan's feet, you will never find real happiness. All these happiness, we are not telling world there is no happiness, please. That is not what we say. There are happiness, momentary happiness, but these happiness, the interpretation of happiness is what? Once you get that happiness, you will never experience sorrow. That is called real happiness. But what is our experience? We go through happiness, but then it is not that alternate. Sukham dukkham doesn't alternate. Then at least, you know, when dukkham comes, you can hope for sukham. You will be happy thinking about it. Arey, tomorrow will be happy. Aaj toh theek hai, chalne do. But it is not like that. It is dukkhi, 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 sukhi. Then again, dukkhi, 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 sukhi. Like that it is. It is not. If it is alternative things, then it will be very happy. At least we can at least expect. No, it is not like that. This is the problem. So, natatha vindade kshemam mukunda charanambujam. Without taking refuge at the feet of Bhagavan, there is no kshema, there is no happiness. Complete happiness. Tato yadeda kusala kshema yavayamashidaham. Shariram paurusham yavan na pipatyeda pushkalam. Now, our this Prahladji gave an account of our life, biography. Pumso varshashatam hyayuh tadartham chadidatmanah nishkalam yadaso ratriyam shetendam prabidastamah. Says, let us say a human life is 100 years. Especially in Kali Yuga, it is said in the beginning of Kali Yuga, our human life is 100 years. Towards the end of Kali Yuga, it is going to be 50 years. It's already started. Olden days, Satya Yuga and all that, you know, people used to live longer. 16,000, 20,000 years and all that. Manu and Shatrupa did tapas thousands of years. They lived longer. Then in Treta Yuga also, life was much longer. Ramachandraji himself ruled the kingdom for a longer time. Then when it comes to Dwapara Yuga, Bhagavan Krishna's age was 125 when he attained Surgarohanam, when he disappeared from this world. Now when it comes to Kali Yuga, it is shorter, they said, 50. Now here, our, that reminds me one more thing, you know, in Chandogya Upanishad there is a story that in Satyuga, these asuras and devas, they were in different places. Devas were in heaven and asuras were in Patala, far away, safely separated. Then in Treta Yuga, what happened? They came closer. Two continents. Bhagavan Ramachandraji was in India, Bharat, and Ravana was in Lanka. Two continents. Now Dwapara Yuga, it became more closer. They were in the same family. Our Krishna and his own mama, our Kamsa. And Kauravas and Pandavas, they were cousins. Same family. Then our Upanishad says, in Kali Yuga it is worse. How? Your own mind. In your own mind, both are there. Ravana, Kumbhakarna, everything is there only. Ragat Dvesha Mukhasura Mari. Ragadvesha is Ravana Kumbhakarna. So, therefore it is more difficult. If it is an enemy outside, you can always tackle it, do something. But the enemy is within you, what do you do? It is much more difficult. That's why, Kalau Kanvasa Chittanam Pavadravyopajivanam Vidikriya Vihinanam Hare Nameva Kevalam. Bhagavan Nama, Bhagavan alone can tackle this, nobody else. No other powers can remove our papa, because papa becomes so strong. Only Bhagavan Nama has the power to eradicate that. So here our Prahladji says, human life is 100. And out of that 100 years, 50 years, this foolish man spent in sleeping. Pumso varshajatam hyayuhu tadartham jadidatmanaha nishpalam vyadaso ratriyam shetendam prapitastamaha. And another 20 years muktasya balye kaumare kridato yadi vimshati. 20 years he spent in childhood. Jaraya grasta dehasya yatya kalpasya vimshati. Another 20 years old age. That is why old man's diary, they say, all specialist doctors' telephone number only, you'll see. So 20 years that way gone, 20 years this way gone, 50 years gone that way. Only 10 years you have. Durapurena kamena mohena ja biliyasa shesham griheshu saktasya pramatyasya bayadihi. So, chained by domestic life, oblivious of the ultimate purpose of life, this rest of this time, that 10 years, he wasted in indulgence. Indulgence which are insatiable. So, material world, anything that you do, you will never be satisfied. Najadu kama kamanam upabhogena shamyati. So, this is a famous statement in Bhagavatam itself will come in 9th canto, Yayadi story. There he himself said that it is impossible to satisfy your senses. The more you indulge, the more you want. So, ko griheshu puman. Then again, I thought of a joke. Before I forget, I'll tell you. Katha, you know already. See, four people, four animals went to Brahmaji, requested him to grant life span. One was a man, another was a dog, third one was a donkey, fourth one was owl. So Brahmaji said, I have 15 years. So it take 15 years and go. 60 years life. So, not 15, 25, 100 years, everybody got. Total 100. 25, 25, 25, four of them got. So as they were coming down from the Brahmaloka, suddenly the dog thought that it's a dog life after all. Why I need 25 years? I am ready to share 15 years to somebody. Man was ready, give me. Took it. Then when dog gave donkey also said, after all is a donkey life, why I need 25 years? Donkey also gave 15 years to human being. Our man took it. And then all thought that all of my friends have given, so let me also give. So man was so happy that he thought he got only 25 years. Now he has got how many? 25 plus 15 plus 15, 55 plus 70 years. You're all good in maths. 70 years he got. He was such a happy person, came down. And when he started living, he realized his mistake. First 25 years is human life. You know, no responsibility, parents take care of you until you get your PhD or master's. You are well protected, all dreams, etc. No responsibilities, cushy life. Then you start getting a job or looking for a job. Then it's a dog's life. Going from East Coast to West Coast, trying to settle down. Then finally you settle down, then you start the donkey's life, householder's life. House is holding you. You don't know what you are carrying, but you have no choice. You have to carry. Then afterwards your children grow up and they become independent, they get married, go away. Then husband and wife sit down, they become very wise like owls. But nobody listened to them. So this is our whole biography. So ko griheshu puman. Now here 5-year-old child is telling all these things. Think about it. Ko griheshu puman saktam atmanam majirendriya. Sneha paase dridair baddham utsaheta vimochitum. That how can a man completely forget the pleasures that he enjoyed in the household life? How can he, the strong cords that is binding him with his children, dear and near one, how can he cut asunder and look for what? Moksha. How is it possible for him? That ko kotvartha drishna visrade pranebhyo piya ipsida yam krinatya subipreshtai taskarasevako vanite. Who can give up this hankering for wealth which is dearer to man? So what is our purpose of life? Why we are all here? To make money. And then when will you stop? There is no stop. It continue. The bundle is not enough. We are all come here for a bundle. But you ask the size of the bundle, it keep increasing the size. So who can give up that hankering for wealth, and which is dearer to man than his own life? And like this thief, servants, merchants and others, they all give up their life or spend their life for what? For money only. Even thieves are also, they know the consequences, what will happen to them. So the people who go for a bank robbery and all that, don't they know the consequences? But still they are attracted because thinking of money, they even sacrifice their own life. Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiramscha mantran suhrutsujasnehasitashishunam kalaksharanam anurakta chittaha. How can a man renounce the intimacies he has been having with his dear wife in privacy, as well as the children's loving prattle? You know, little children, mommy, daddy and all that, when they say, it is such a soothing experience. It is that when you have the first child, when you hold the child in your hand, the father is born. See, until then the father is not born. That experience is something that is very different. So how can this man forget all this? Suhrutsujasnehasitashishunam kalaksharanam anurakta chittaha putransmaransta duhidurhudasya bradin susurva pitarochadinau krihan manotnyoru parichidamscha vrittischa kulya pashubhritya vargan. How can he renounce his sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, and sickly parents? It's written here, his attractive furniture. Some people get so attached to their furniture and jewelry. He has not added that here. Attractive furniture, household articles. House, some people get so attached to their house, when they have to move, they say bye to the house also. Or write notes. Cattle, servants, powerful memories, they is very difficult to go. Tijeta koshaskriti vehamanaha karmani lobha vidrupta gamaha avastijahvam bahumanyamanaha katam virajjeta duranda mohaha. So unsatisfied with enjoyments and imprisoned by greed in the cocoon of bondage, man consider indulgence in lust and gluttony is the main purpose of life. We forget, this is general. Most of the 90% of them think that, what is the purpose of life? Khao, piyo, enjoy karo. Yeah, khao, piyo, mosh karo, something like this. Hindi mein kahawat hai na. Enjoy your life. Somebody asked Gurudev, have a good time. You know, and he came to America, you know, they said, after that immigration officer, I think. So he put the stop and they said, have a good time, Swami. Swamiji immediately turned around and said, asked, how? Now, that man was suddenly shocked because nobody asked him that. So, everybody's idea is to have good time. But each one has got different ideas of good time. If you ask a child what is good time, is it playing with a toy, Nintendo, that is his good time. That is why children also, suppose they say heaven and all that, can I play there? You know, that is their concern. So a youngster, if you ask what is a good time. Now, even in India also, those days going to satsang is a good time. That is all changing now. That's why the girls nowadays, when they get married, the boys go from here, they interview now. Olden times, the boys used to interview the girls. Now I heard girls are interviewed. And they ask, what do you do? And one boy was attending our study group and all that. He went there. He told her that, let us go for satsang. He was rejected. Totally rejected. See, that is what is happening now. Nobody has any interest in that. Even our spiritual countries, this is what is happening. What will happen to others? Now he says, Vitteshu nitya abhinivishta cheta vidvamscha dosham paravitta hartuhu pretyeha chayapya chitendriyastha ashantakamo harate kutumbi. Householder greedy to loot money, even if he knows he gets into trouble because of his greed for pleasure and craving for pleasure, he become uncontrolled. And to satiate that, he will even go break the law. He will not even mind misappropriating others' properties, in spite of knowing that he will be caught. This is the nature of human mind. Tato vidurat parihitya daitya teteshu sangam vishayatmakeshu upayeta narayanam adidevam samukta sangai rishito pavargaha. 18th verse says, therefore, O Asura Kumara, you should give up all association with such company in early life itself and seek shelter in Lord Narayana. Nakhyachyutam prinayato bhakvaya so suratmaja atmatva sarvabhudanam sitvatva adhika sarvada. It is not tickled. Now Dasara Kumara must have looked at him that where will we go? Bhagavan is far, far away in Vaikuntha. How are we going to seek him, find him? So Prahlada says that Bhagavan is the easiest to find. It is not at all difficult to please Achyuta. Why? Because he is the innermost spirit of all. And he can be contacted anywhere. It is not that only when you go to Kailas you will see Lord Shiva. You can have darshan of Shiva here also. Or after Vaikuntha you will see Bhagavan Vishnu. No, he is everywhere. Paravareshu bhuteshu brahmandastavaradishu bhautikeshu vikareshu bhuteshu atha mahatsucha. In all beings from immovable object to Brahma the creator, high and low creatures, Bhagavan is present. Pratyagatmasurupena drishyarupena jasvayam vyapya vyapaka nirdeshyo anirdeshyo vikalpitaha. So Bhagavan is all pervasive, he is present in every object, he holds the entire universe in himself with his yoga maya, and he himself manifests as many. Therefore केवलानुभवानन्दस्वरूपपरमेश्वरः मायान्तर्हितैश्चर्य ईयते गुणमार्गया गुणसर्गया तस्मात् सर्वेषु भूतेषु दयां कुरुत सौहृदम्. सो ही हिमसेल्फ इज रिसाइडिंग इन एवरी हार्ट. सो देयरफॉर असुरकुमारास यू शुड लव ऑल लिविंग बीइंग सर्वेषु भूतेषु दयां कुरुत सौहृदम्. It is contrary to their nature. Asuras are told, you should be destroying everything, fighting, killing, destroying. This is their nature. But he says, Sarveshu Bhuteshu Dayam Kuruta Sauhrdam. Therefore, be kind to all creatures and extend your friendship to all. Dayam Kuruta Sauhrdam. Asuram Bhavam. Give up this asura bhava. By this the Lord will be pleased. And you will be able to experience that Paramatma. Tushte cha tatra kimalabhyam ananta adye kim tairkun. तैर्गुणव्यतिकारादिकये सुसिद्धाः धर्मादय किमगुणेन जगांक्षितेन सारं जुषां चरणयोर्वगायतां नः. नाउ व्हेन दैट लॉर्ड इज प्लीज विद द डिवोटी व्हाट इज देयर ही कैन नॉट अटेन इन लाइफ. ही कैन गेट एवरीथिंग धर्मार्थ काम मोक्ष. Everything will come to him automatically. Now these Daityaputras are, our Narada said, I learned this from Narada. This teaching I got it from Narada. Dharmam Bhagavadam Shuddham Naradat Devadarshanat Shrutamedan Mayapurvam Jnanam Vijnana Samyutam Dharmam Bhagavadam Shuddham Naradat Devadarshanat. I heard this from Bhagavan Narada himself, who is a man of realization, who had the vision of God. So this Bhagavad Dharma, I heard it from Narada himself. Now when Prahlada said this, this Daityaputras were surprised. He said, Prahladattam vayam chapi nartenyam vitmahe gurum edabhyam guruputrabhyam balanabhishwarau. Prahlada, neither you nor we have had any other teachers other than Chandamarka. Other than these sons of Guru, Shukracharya. And we have no access to others also. There are no, what you call, the visiting professors or nothing of that sort. And it cannot be that balasyanda purasthasya mahasango duranvayaha chindina samsayam saumya syache vikramyakaranam vishramyakaranam. He says, suppose you say that when you went to palace, at that time you met Narada there and you got the teaching. That is also not possible because Narada will not dare to come to Hiranyakashipu's place and teach something like this in the Antapura, his mother's palace. That is also not possible. How did you learn this, please? Explain to us. Now, our Prahlada gives very elaborate detail. Evam daityasutai prishto mahabhagavato surah vajasmayamanastan smaran madanubhashitam. Narada says, Narada is always proud of his disciple Prahlada. He says, Mahabhagavato, Bhagavataha, the great Bhagavata, great devotee of Bhagavan, Miss Prahlada, Vacha, he answered to these boys, remembering him, me, Smaran Madanubhashitam, remembering my teaching, so Narada's teaching. Pitari prastite smagam tapase mandarajalam, Yudhyottamam param chakrur vibhudhadharavan prati. When my father went away to do tapas in the Mandara mountain, the devas thought that by the Lord's grace, this asura is now away. Maybe in the process of his tapas, he will die. But this is the best chance to attack. So all the devatas, they attacked this asuras. And asuras without a leader, they were not able to face the devatas. And they all ran away here and there, forgetting about their kith and kin. To save their own life, they ran and hid somewhere, different places. In the process, Devendra came to Hiranyakashipu's palace and took my mother, Kayatu, and took her as he was taking her away to Devaloka. At that time, Narada came, Indrastu Rajamahishim Madaram Mamajagrahida. Niyamanam bhayodviknam rudadim kuraribiva edarchaya agadastatra devarshir tadrishe pathi. So she was taken, as though she was crying like a little bird caught by the hawk or the eagle. And she was crying at that time, edarchaya, by chance, agadaha tatra devarshir tadrishe pathi. By chance, our Maharshi Narada came in front of this Indra. Prahap mainam surabade nedu marhasya nagasan munja munja mahabhagasatim parabarigraham. Hey Rajan, O Indra, you are noble-minded. Release her. This woman is faultless. She has not done anything wrong to you. And she is devoted wife of another person. It does not befit you to take her away. Especially when she is carrying a baby. She was pregnant. Indra says, Astesya jadare viryam avishakhyam suratvishaha ஆசியதாம் யாவத் பிரசவம் மோக்ஷேர்த்த பதவிம் கதா. He said, I am not going to kill her. I am only concerned about the child in her womb. Another asura, which is born of mighty, powerful Hiranyakashipu. So, this Hiranyakashipu himself is a terror. Now his son will be another one. So, as soon as he is born, I will finish him and then I will release her. I am not going to harm her. Now Narada said, அயம் நிஷ்கில்பிஷசாட்சான் மகாபாகவதோ மகான் தொயான பிராப்ஸதே சம்ஸ்தாம் அனந்தானுஜரோபலி. நாரதா சட், இந்திரா, யூ ஆர் மிஸ்டேக்கன். திஸ் சைல்ட் வில் பி டோட்டலி டிஃப்ரெண்ட். ஹி வில் பி பார்ன் சின்லெஸ். ஹி வில் பி அ கிரேட் சோல் and devotee and servant of Bhagavan, equipped with great power of spirit. And if you think you can kill that child, you are mistaken. You will not be able to destroy him. Ityukta ityuktastham vihayendro devarshe manayan vachah அனந்த பிரிய பக்தே நாம் பரிக்ரம்ய திவம் யயௌ. இந்திரா ஹேட் திஸ் ஃபேத் இன் நாரதாஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ். ஸோ நேச்சுரலி, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் தட் இன் த வூம்ப் தெர் இஸ் எ கிரேட் பக்தா ஃபார் ரெஸ்பெக்ட், பிகாஸ் ஹி ஹேட் கிரேட் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் ஃபார் பகவான், ஹீ வென்ட் ரவுண்ட் இன் பிரதட்சிணா ஆஃப் கயாது and prostrated before the child, before her, the child, and he went away. Now Narada brought Kayadu to his ashram and told her, stay here, no harm will come to you, and as long as your husband is doing tapas until he finishes it, you can stay here. And she was very much pleased, and she started serving Narada. Rishim Varyajaratatra Bhaktya Paramayasati Andarvatni Sugarbhasya Kshemaye Chaprasutaye. The devoted wife of Hiranyakashipu spent her time in serving this rishi, great devotion, and pleased with her devotion, Naradji granted her two boons. One was, no harm will come to my child, because she was worried, because Indra threatened, you know, he will kill the child. So protection first, no harm should come to my child. Then second one was Ichha Prasuti. I let me deliver the child when I want. So that is the greatest doubt, you know, because otherwise it will become very difficult to accept. Yeah, this Hiranyakashipu himself went and tapas. And then after coming back also, he lived, ruled so many years. Then when at the time of his death, Prahlad was only 5 years. So how is that happened? It looks like in the process of conquering the world, etc., he has forgotten his wife. Or maybe he thought that she died or something like that. Because he heard that Indra came and ransacked everywhere and attacked the Rakshasas and all that. They ran away. So he must have thought in the process, my wife also gone. And Narada, after some time, went and informed him that your wife is safe with me. You can come and take them. So that may be the reason. Now Narada started teaching her, keeping me in mind. Even though the teaching was for her, she was teaching her, but Narada's mind, it was me. So sometime Kayadu go to sleep, but then the child used to listen to the teaching. And mother forgot those instructions because it's a long time ago. But I remember everything what Rishi has taught me. Bhavatam abhibhuyanme yadishraddhadate vachaha vaisharadibhi shraddhada sthribalam tachameyatham. Therefore, listen to my words attentively. You too will gain that deep faith that has dawned in me because of the Rishi's instruction. So, then they were curious, what was the teaching? So, yeah, some serious teaching is there, okay? Janmatya shadime bhava drishta dehasya natmanah phalanam iva vrikshasya kale neshwara murtinam. He says this body is subject to shat vikaras. Asti jayate vartate vibhramyate vipakshiyate vinashyati iti. But Paramatma is not touched by any of this. The Atma in you is not touched by any of body's modifications. He gives an example. It is something like the fruit in a tree. It goes into modification. It gets ripe and sometimes a decay, it falls down. But it doesn't affect the tree. The same way, it's a general example. But the same way, even though the body goes through modifications, but Atma never undergo any change. On the contrary, Atma nityaha, avyaha, shuddhaha, ekaha, kshetrajna, ashrayaha, avikriyaha, sudrk, hetu, vyapakaha, asangyam, anavrataha. 12 items given here. All the pointers, what is in our shastra is given here. Atma nityaha, eternal. And avyaha, undecaying. Nityaha, undecaying. Shuddhaha, pure. Ekaha, one. Atma, nityaha, avyaha, shuddhaha, ekaha. Kshetrajna. He is the kshetrajna, the knower of the field. This particular topic is there in 13th chapter. Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga. Vati Kshetra Mahabhutanyahankaraha Buddhiravyaktamevacha Indriyani Dishekamcha Panchachendriya Gocharaha Ichchadvesha Sukham Dukkham Sankhata Chedanadhi Eta Kshetram Samasena Savikara Mudahritam. So Kshetra, in all Kshetras, Bhagavan said, I am the Kshetrajna. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. 18th chapter is a very important chapter. where the connection is given between Jiva and Paramatma. So in all kshetras, all bodies, the field of experience, the field of the experiencer is Bhagavan. I am the kshetrajna. So Bhagavan is the kshetrajna, the knower of field, the one who is aware of this body, the one who is aware of your emotions, one who is aware of your thoughts, one who is aware of your own ego. That is Paramatma. Kshetrajnaha Ashraya. So, he is Ashraya for all. He is abode for all. Avikriyaha. There is no action in him. There is no volition, no action. All actions are because of him. In him, there is no action. So, Drik, he is the Drik, he is the seer of all. So, Drik, Hetuhu, he is the cause, Vyapakam, all pervasing, Asangaha, unattached, Anavrataha. Anavrataha means he is not covered by all. He is not covered by anything. So, if you want to cover space, how can you cover? You need another space. So, if you want to cover Brahman, what is there? Another Brahman is not there. So, infinite cannot be covered. Anavrataha. Edair dvadashabhir vidvan atmano lakshanai parehi aham mameti asatbhavam dehatau mohajam tejet. So is understanding this 12 unique characteristic of Atma, one should give up false feeling that I am this body and he is different, I am different. This thought one should give up. Mohajam tejet. It is born of ignorance. Now, this, what do you call that? The chemistry, alchemy, and all those things are given here, okay? Sornam yada gravasu hemakara Chetreshu yoges tadabhitnya apnuyad Chetreshu deheshu tadatma yogei Adhyatma vit brahmagadim labheta. How gold is extracted from ore? Because when you look at it, you don't see gold. But people who are expert, they see gold. And they how they melt it and extract that gold from it. The same way, we have to smelt out Atma like a metallurgist do. We have to smelt out Atma with this covering, mixing. Now he talks about Ashtada, Prakriti, etc. All those things you must have learned from Tattvabodha and all our preliminary textbooks, categories. Now all this, we have to make use a method called neti neti, not this, not this, I am not this body, I am not the senses, I am not the mind, I am not the intellect, I am not the ego, I am that Sachidananda Surubhatma. In this way, one should understand. Neti neti bhavaha. Anyaya vedaregena. What is Anvaya? In waking, dream, deep sleep, what is continuous? That presence in us which is continuous in all three periods of time. What is not continuous? Vyatireka is when waking is there, dream is not there. When dream is there, waking and sleep is not there. When deep sleep is there, waking and dream is not there. It's called Vyatireka. So one is there, others are not there. But Anvaya is what? That which is there, constantly present in all three features of experiences. In this way, one should understand Paramatma. Now, all these are all technical terms, okay? Vedanta, people who have studied Vedanta, it's very easy for them. Now, that is all right. This is Vedantic way of Jnana Marga. What is the easiest path to tell us, you know? These are all difficult to neti and all that. It's very difficult. We are all Ratsasaputras. We don't. We are not educated in that field. We don't have Viveka Vairagya, Samadama, Shakka Sampatti, Mokshuttam. Those things are not there in us. Basic qualification to study Vedanta, we don't have. So tell us something that, you know, we can do. So here our Prahlaji was compassionate. He says, how bhakti can be cultivated? He says, bhakti is the easiest path, he says. Guru Shushrushaya Bhaktya Sarva Labdhar Panenacha Sangena Sadhu Bhakta Nam Ishwara Radhanecha Ishwara Radhanecha. Guru Shushrushaya Bhaktya. The first thing is to start with, one should serve one's own Guru. Guru Shushrusha. Unless one serves one's own guru, one will not have the important quality of a devotee is humility. Self-appointed gurus, this is a problem. They think they are great. But unless you surrender, you appreciate your guru, that humility will not come. So serving one's own guru is one of the greatest quality. Then not only that, sarva labdharpanena cha. It is not that, you know, Swamiji, generally people come and tell me also, Swamiji, I am retiring now. I want to come and join, stay with you, you know. I said, that's a good idea, come. So in our system also, brahmacharya, grastha, vanaprastha, sannyasa is there. Before sannyasa, Vanaprastha is good. Come and stay with us. Then I ask him, what about your bank balance and all that? Oh, that is all given to my children, grandchildren. Then, what is that I am supposed to do? Look after me. No, here it says, sarva labdharpanenacha. Whatever you have, you have to offer to your guru. Sangena sadhu bhaktanam. Sadhu bhaktanam sangaha. Say, seek the company of great mahatmas, great devotees, satsanga. So satsangatve nisangatvam. Through satsanga alone. So that's why when Hanumanji, when he was entering to Lanka, there was Lankini. And she caught him because Hanumanji assumed a mashakasamana sharir, mosquito size. But even then, Paildar was both alert. He was very alert. She dictated him, hey, where are you going, chor? Don't you know the all thieves are my bhakshanam? Hanumanji thought, whom you are calling, you chore. Your boss himself is the greatest chore and you are... Ravana has stolen Bhagavan's wife. Come here, he's the greatest thief and you are serving him. So Bhagavan, Hanumanji thought there's no point arguing with her. So his increase is, I gave her one beating. She fell down vomiting blood. Then she got up and with folded hands she said, there is nothing greater than satsang. Hanumanji said, Are kidhar was satsang? What satsang I gave you? She said, only in satsang you get beating. Every other place you go, your ego get boosted. You go to party, what is that? Your friends, they will also praise you, etc. Only in satsang, our ego get punctured. So that's what she said. So here also, our Prahladji said, Sadhu Bhakta, Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam, Ishwara Aradhanenecha. And one should worship Bhagavan. There must be a regular routine, as it were. One should not give up that. See, even sannyasis, Bhagavan said that in Gita. Yatnyadana tapakkarma natyajyam pavananicha. So one should not give up this. It is a discipline. Because however great you are, you can never take this mind for granted. Mind will trick you. How to keep this mind steady and pure is only with certain nishtha we should follow. So that's why Ishwararadhanena cha Shraddhaya tat kathayam cha. Listening to katha. That's why in Kaivalya Upanishad also, Brahmaji gives this teaching. Generally, Atmava are Shrotavyaha Mandavyaha Nididhyasitavyaha, it is said. Atma is to be heard and reflected upon, then meditated upon. So here Kaivalya Upanishad Brahmaji says, Shraddhaya. So, Shraddha Bhakti Dhyana Yogat Avai. With Shraddha, you should listen to the teaching. With Bhakti, one should reflect upon this teaching. Then only Nididhyasanam takes place. So here also, Shraddhaya tat kathayam cha. One should listen to katha with Shraddha. Now, you know, sometime what happened, our intellect will come and poke and say, hey, these are all stories, some Mahatma sitting in Himalayas, Bidadadiwalas, you know. They created, they didn't have any other job, so they created some stories. And we are also listening in, you know, unnecessary. Suddenly a thought comes. Is it true? Is it ever happened? Rama was a myth or reality? Krishna was a myth or reality. Now all those archaeologists, they are all discovering it. It is true. This Dwarka was there. It went under and they are now discovering those remnants. It is not publicized too much because if it is a Greek or Egypt or something, they would have published so much. But Indian government, I don't know what is wrong with them. We are under foreign rule still. Rama, Bhagavan Ramchandraji's bridge, they found out. NASA found out. They named it Rama's bridge first, then they realized it's the wrong thing. So now Adam's bridge. Name also they changed. When did Adam go there? We don't know. Adam only 2,000 years or something. This is much before. See, Treta Yuga is 12 lakhs years. Dwapara Yuga is 8 lakhs years. 20 lakhs years. 2 million years. And here after our, what do you call, the Kaliyuga is 4.8 lakhs, 480,000 years. Out of that, only Prathama Padana, we are in the first quarter, 5,000 years. So think about it. So many years passed, this bridge made. And how is your Adam's bridge? Think about it. Anyway. Shraddhaya tat kathayam cha kirtane gunakarmanam. And whenever you get chance, you sing his glories. Share that with others. Tat padamburuhat dhyanat. One should meditate upon the lotus feet of Bhagavan. And tan linge charhanadibhi. His linga means symbols. You see in the saints and sages, Mahatmas. So when you see a great holy saint and holy images, consider that it should transport you to the thought of Bhagavan. When you go to a temple, the moment you see the Lord in the temple, what you should think? Your mind should transport to the Lord. What happened to us? We look at the idol. Alankaram today is not very good. I don't know what happened to the pandit. Pujari. Sari barabar pena nahi. So we start judging what is this idol, how it is made, with what it is made. It is a panchaloha, how much these people must have paid for it. These are the thought comes to you. Yes, our mind is like that. No, should see the Lord there. Then the purpose is done. Arihi sarveshu bhuteshu Bhagavan asta ishwaraha iti bhutani manasa kamaiste sadhu manayet. So Bhagavan is sarveshu bhuteshu. Arihi sarveshu bhuteshu. Bhagavan is there in all, indweller of all heart. Iti bhutani manasa kamaiste sadhu manayet. So consider this. Nishamya karmani gunanu tulyan viryani leelatanu vikrutani. Now, there are such devotees, lakshanas, devotees, lakshanas given here. When your mind is totally absorbed in Paramatma Bhagavan, Leela, those devotees laugh, sings, dances, unconcerned about the atmosphere surroundings. They forget. So there are different kinds of bhakti also. One type of bhakti is that it is called saguna bhakti and nirguna bhakti. Saguna bhakti doesn't mean that bhakti towards the Lord with form. That is not what saguna bhakti here in Bhagavatam means. Sattvic bhakti, rajasic bhakti, tamasic bhakti is called saguna bhakti. People who are devoted sattvic mind devotion is, they don't want anything returned. That very bhakti itself is a fulfillment. Love itself is a fulfillment. I am able to love this. Lord itself is a fulfillment. Like parents love towards the children. They are not expecting anything, but their love itself is a fulfillment. Rajasic bhakti is different. They want something in return. I am performing this, I want something from the Lord. I am completing this number of names. I am writing Likhita Japa. I am completing this. I must get something. So this expectation is called rajasic type of bhakti. Tamasic type of bhakti is worse. They are devoted because they want to harm somebody. Avicharam, tantric type of all those kind of things. They control spirit. They're all bhaktas only. They are devoted. What concentration they have, my God. Everything they have. But it is tamasic type. Nirguna bhakti is, these devotees, they don't even want moksha. Even moksha is not. They consider it is a reward we are asking. We don't want any reward. We are, if you allow us, O Lord, if you allow us to serve you, that is the greatest blessing. Now our Prahladji is telling, may you become Nirguna Bhaktaha. Don't even ask for moksha. Because serving Bhagavan is the highest achievement, highest reward. Now what happened was, these children were innocent. See, all the children, little boys, 5 years, 6 years old boys, they were very innocent. And when they heard the teaching of Prahlada, they gave up all other teaching, which their gurus were giving. So they were more interested in this and then started slowly, quietly, quietly. When the teachers were not watching them, they used to sit in a corner and start meditating. Everybody think about the whole Padashala sitting and doing meditation. Suddenly Chandavarka came and saw, what is happening? Hey, these children are meditating, they have become quiet, calm, peaceful. This is totally against the nature of Rakshasa. How this has happened? So they were alarmed. They are alarmed because they were worried about their security. So naturally, they all went. Narada Vacha, this is the 8th chapter. Atadaitya Sudha Sarve Shrutva Tadanuvarnitam Jagruhur Niravatyatvam Neva Guruvanu Shichitam. And these people, Chandavarka, ran and informed Hiranyakashipu, O Lord, there is a revolt in our primary school. And the leader is your son. Naturally, now what happens? We will see tomorrow.